Well, DW's Max Hoffman has been monitoring these developments for us in Brussels. Max, tell us about this deal. Is everyone a winner in this deal?
Well, there are some that consider the EU to be the loser just because they weren't able to control the migrant situation by themselves and had to strike this deal with Turkey, with a shady civil liberties record, as many claim. But if you look really only at the agreement, then you can say that the EU didn't have to give too much. If you look at what Turkey actually wanted and what they got, then you could say the EU might be the winner on some of the issues. For example, visa-free travel, as our report Lars Soltysik in his piece just pointed out. There's no clear commitment to when this will happen. Basically, all that the leader said is as soon as Turkey fulfills all the benchmarks, more than 70 there, by the way, then they're ready for it. So this might be sooner, this might be later. And as for EU accession talks, the only chapter they're opening is a rather harmless one, chapter 33, that deals with the EU budget. So didn't have to give too much there, except for a lot of money. But if this really does work in the end, so if they really are able to transform illegal migration into legal migration, then it would be a success for the European Union, but that's far from certain.
Max, lots of countries within the EU voiced skepticism about this deal. Cyprus and France weren't keen on closer ties with Turkey. Lots of EU states are just not keen on taking migrants in. How have they been squared to get this unanimous deal?
Well, you know, the skepticism about the visa deal was there all along, but the decision to allow Turkey to have visa-free travel was taken long before at a different summit. They just wanted to do it in fall. So now they said, okay, we're going to look at this faster. And like I said, if the benchmarks are fulfilled, then Turkey will have the possibility to have it earlier. So that's really not a big deal because the decision had already been taken. Cyprus was a bigger problem. Of course, huge conflict with Turkey, and they always wanted to block the EU accession talks, and they only allowed this one chapter to be open because Cyprus cannot block that one. As for everything else, they continue to block it, but there is some suspicion, unconfirmed, that this might also have something to do with a possible reunification of Cyprus, which, of course, this tiny island is divided, and the German chancellor did confirm that they talked about that a lot.
The deal has been criticised by aid agencies and the UNHCR as illegal and immoral. How have these objections been addressed?
Well, they inserted a statement into the paper we saw earlier today, saying that they wanted to be in full compliance with international law, and they were also going to work together with the United Nations to assure that. So on paper, it looks fine, but a lot of human rights organizations say that it's going to be very, very difficult to do that because the time frames they have are very tight, and it's hard to individually check on every person arriving in Greece in a very short period of time. And then, of course, the human rights record of Turkey and what's happening in Turkey is a concern for many. And we'll just have to see how this actually plays out in real life. For now, we have the words, we have the paper. We've had that many times before in this migration crisis, of course, in different settings, but many times it just didn't work out on the ground. And why should it be different this time? A lot of people still are skeptical.
Thanks, Hoffman in Brussels. Thank you.